And welcome to our podcast, Geeks Are Wired, where we're talking about video games, movies, TV, comic book, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. And I am Bill, and I am joined this week by Ted.
Hi.
And Jordan.
I am that I am.
And Joe.
Bill, you don't trust us to introduce you.
Well, when, I think it's been like three or four podcasts. That
it hasn't happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point then.
So,
that's a good call. If it makes you feel any better, I don't introduce people in real life either. I'm just, that's a bad social skill I have.
Yeah, like your lady friend is all like, oh, yeah, and by the way, my name is.
Exactly.
Who are you? And you're like, oh, yeah, this is my, whatever. You already know, whatever. Yeah. We're good.
Would you prefer to have a lady friend or a friendly lady?
A lady friend.
A lady friend.
Yeah.
Who may or may not be friendly. But
well, if she's not friendly, she's not going to be my lady friend. So,
well, that's not the definition of friendship, though, is it? Not,
oh, but lady
you don't
friend
have to,
to
be
me
a,
means
a
significant
friendly
other.
Person.
As far as I'm concerned, lady friend means significant other.
Lots of people have friends who aren't friendly, I find.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, it's been pointed out that I'm a big jerk.
People have pointed. Did your lady friend point it out to you?
No, she doesn't think I'm a big jerk, okay. But other people do. And I apparently come off as quite condescending.
You're condescending?
I don't try to be, but sometimes I think I make jokes and I stick with the jokes too much because I tend to just focus in on one thing. And so I like make the joke over and over and over again. And so people think I'm condescending when I don't actually hold the view.
You know, when you talk to people, you need to make an effort to just kind of wrinkle your nose like you have you've smelt a pungent odor when looking at people and explaining concepts.
Speaking of wrinkles, I went to Star Wars and saw that there's a movie for a book that I just recently read, A Wrinkle in Time.
Yeah.
And I am not going to see it.
Good job.
Yeah,
because
it didn't look good.
Well, the book is good.
So the book was good, but the book had a lot of stuff like, and then she turned into the most beautiful thing you can even possibly imagine. Like she didn't even try to describe it. She's just like, it's way too beautiful to put into words.
She must love H.P. Lovecraft.
Yeah.
Like, it's so just awful to stare at.
Everything's a hyperbole.
I know. And then it had Oprah Winfrey in it, and I'm not a fan of Oprah Winfrey. A lot of pseudoscience comes from that horrible waste of flesh.
Aww.
Dr. Oz and Dr. Phil and just these garbage people who are just terrible and make people do terrible things because they have the word doctor in front of their name.
Oh, and also they got the TV show.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's true. My boss hates Dr. Phil. He does think he's like the disgrace to counselors. Because he kind of is.
Yeah, and like Dr. Oz is just like, oh, look, that's magic berries. They'll detoxify everything you do.
But is detoxifying good?
Yeah,
probably
no.
Not.
This will boost your immunities. And just have some vitamin C. Don't go see the doctor. You're fine. Stop whining. It's just a limb. You got three others.
Exactly.
I wonder if he developed a natural immunity to DTT. That'd be pretty awesome.
So... like, I recognized it almost instantly because they talked about the insect on the string, and like that's quite early in the book. And so I was like, oh, that's A Wrinkle in Time. And then I was watching it, and I'm like, it looks kind of neat with the CGI and everything, but there's no way that they can like do anything good with it. And then watching the preview, I was like, yeah, no, they're not. So.
Well, and this isn't the first time either for that movie.
That's what I've heard.
A remake, and I have heard the first one was.
I heard it was quite bad.
Terrible.
Yeah, quite bad. And I mean, I didn't really like the book a ton anyways. Like, it was really good for the first three quarters, and then the last quarter got really, really, like, preachy.
So it's nothing good. Like Plainverse or Flatland?
Flatland was way too sexist for me.
Like, No. Not just sex. You also have about segregation and all.
Yeah. It was pretty classist.
I really need to read Flatland.
So that's what I thought too. And then I didn't even finish. I couldn't finish it. Like, it had a really good concept. I liked the idea and the way they describe stuff. But it's definitely a book of its time. Mm-hmm. And its time was horrible to anybody who's not like a white male.
Well, so. I don't know. I was gonna say we're getting back to some of that slightly. No, it
is. I still don't think it's as bad as all that, but
okay.
I think we just see it more, and we because see it for what it is, and so we tend to overreact to it, whereas it was just everywhere in society at that point, and they just said shut up and don't talk about it.
You know, intense in certain parts of society.
Yeah, really focused in certain areas.
And like, nowadays, that information can travel.
Yeah, it's disseminated a lot more. Yeah, yeah. I would agree with that statement. I think, in general, we're doing better than we ever have as far as equality and just peace in the world in general. But we see all the places where we're failing, and it makes it seem like we're just doing horrible as a race. But I don't think that's the case.
We're just, That, now that we identify it, we can start working towards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I have no segue to this, so I'm just going to walk into it. So,
speaking of things getting worse and better.
Yeah, we're going to try to make things better. We're going to try to make our podcast better.
Woo!
Because all of the we've been around for almost 6 years.
6 years.
Yeah.
I know, and I've been here since day one.
There you go. And everything always comes. I have been paying for everything, and it's difficult at times. So we've had a Patreon page, but now I changed things around, made it less crazy, and made some really cool rewards. So we now have the dollar reward, which is just everybody has. It's the thank you. We appreciate it. We're also getting working towards a website, so we're going to get you have a support page or have you on as one of our supporters on our page. Maybe even a shout out on the podcast if you want. First name, username, whatever. There's a $3 one, calling it Chatty McChatface. And we have a Discord. Yeah, for those, Discord's really popular with games. It's also like, what's the one the businesses use that we liked?
Slack.
It's like Slack. Slack is the very business version of Discord. So there'll be groups. We might even have like a spoiler section like the Star Wars or anything that you don't get spoiled, but you can chat with us. We'll be on, and it's, you know, if we, you could probably, or we'll do posts and stuff like that in there.
So I'm noticing that section doesn't say anything about eternal gratitude. Do they only get eternal gratitude if they give a dollar?
Oh, no. That and you also get all previous tiers for rewards.
Okay.
Because a dollar, you do get our eternal gratitude.
Yes. And by the way, the eternal gratitude is just Bill's eternal gratitude. He doesn't speak for us. And if you only give a dollar, I you don't get my eternal gratitude.
I'll give my eternal gratitude.
Okay. Yeah.
You get my eternal gratitude.
You'll get a gruff thank you from me.
Bill, you kiss feet if they travel to you.
That seems a little extreme. My eternal gratitude does have gratitude, levels.
Though.
It is a form of gratitude, yes.
You know,
it's not what I'm going to do.
Eternal's pretty well defined, but gratitude, there's a lot of wiggle room there. Isn't there? Like, to be grateful.
You mean like the day they stop supporting the Patreon page, that eternal gratitude may instantly end?
Yeah, it has to carry on forever, Bill. Yeah.
Eternal to the limit of...
So for $3, you can get on Discord.
So you can chat with us. Talk about stuff that you think is cool. Ask us questions. For $5...
That means I'm going to have to get on Discord and
put it on your phone.
Oh, man, that's going to be rough.
So
the things I do for you people.
I know. don't expect Jordan. You know, him and his, you know, regular phone.
His Luddite
phone.
I'm pretty Luddite, yeah.
His Luddite tendencies is actually what I was going for.
I do have my smartphone, which is at home, is never used.
Except for MoviePass.
Yeah. The iPhone.
I'm thinking of canceling MoviePass because I don't like to spend $20 a month for data and movie pass. I don't have any other use for it. But yeah, this is the phone I'm carrying with me.
Yep.
I don't have any use for it.
A simple phone.
Yes, he lifted up his flip phone and showed it to all us as if that would mean anything to you.
Well, I just assume it's among us.
Yeah.
I like to pretend that we're just talking with each other.
Like to pretend that we're on a video podcast instead. Would you stop attending if it was a video podcast?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah, it'd be kind of weird.
But you have been in front of it. No, you weren't there. Never mind.
Yeah.
You were at the con.
That was just Anna and I.
Yeah.
It was just the two of us.
Yes.
I have no problem about being famous.
No, people would suspect that I'm worried about my deformities being revealed, but I just feel uneasy at people falling in love with me.
That happens.
Yeah, I don't think that's ever going to happen.
Eyes upon me and say,
"That's your face
mighty
in 4K."
I think
and be like, "Wow!"
I think you're just afraid that people will see your sparkly pink headphone cords,
earbuds.
Yeah.
I got them for $5. It's pretty nice.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, it's super cute too.
Thank you.
Actually, speaking of $5, there's a $5 reward tier.
$5 tier. What do you get for $5?
You get the podcast a day early.
A day early.
Yes. You don't get sparkling earbuds.
No.
Earbuds.
No earbuds.
Earbuds. I don't think he's even alive anymore. That's
didn't
depressing.
They use a different dog for different movies?
I'm sure.
Probably.
They did.
I think they did.
or no Apple earbuds either.
Like to see a movie about. Like a biopic about the dog who did Air Bud. That'd be interesting.
Just get the DVD and watch the extra scenes.
It'd be sad, I think, because then you
That's why you never watch movies with animals or robots. They always die.
Air Bud didn't die. You just know he's dead in real life.
Oh. Yeah. Wait. That's why that would be sad.
Wait. You're sad that the robot dies in the end? Well, I'm pretty sure this side of the table isn't sad that the robot's in.
Johnny Five is alive.
Not anymore. He's not.
I'm pro robot. I feel for them.
And then we have one more tier.
Wow,
it's for $30.
$30 tier.
We advertise. You get advertisement for the month.
Yeah, and our previous sponsors didn't sponsor us by giving us money. Just other things. Yeah. Perks,
special favors.
They were
they were back
money.
Alley favors.
Yeah.
Well, yep, those favors.
I wasn't going to talk about the...
We won't talk about the favors. Let's just go past that. So, but there is...
Let's just say I really enjoyed them for 15 seconds.
So, to get to our Patreon page, it's patreon.com/geeksarewired. Makes it really simple. Kind of matches everything else.
Guys, just make Bill a wealthy man.
I just want to support... this because it does cost.
No, you can go all the way.
No, I would. I don't mind. You know, making more off of this.
Yeah.
And turn into a job. I just don't see that happening. I'd more like to support it.
Be like, I need my Lamborghini.
Okay.
I heard somebody at the mall is like, I'd get a credit card, but you know, I was late on my last payment for my Lamborghini. I'm like, oh, really? You have to. He wouldn't stop saying it either.
Yeah. Well, it was a Hot Wheels.
Apparently.
They do need to support, though. Bill makes us sit on milk crates while he has a super comfy chair.
Yeah, we'll get better chairs
it's
for everybody.
Cruel.
We all need comfy chairs.
I think really what this comes down to is Bill's wife was like, why are you still paying for that podcast?
No.
And he's like, okay, fine, if you'll stop yelling at me.
Well, it already takes up a room in the house.
So for marital bliss,
it's true.
Of poor Bill, help us out.
Yeah.
Do you think this is like those NPR fund drives where you're just like,
those people
listen to
really,
a different station.
They're pretty shameless about it. Like, I
but they give away bags and stuff.
Before the thing, there was the infamous Alex box that Alex was going to put together that didn't happen, especially since nobody...
I'll give away locks of my luscious hair. That
yeah,
if you
and then
a
you'll
video
start looking like me.
See. Yeah. It would only last a little bit, but...
I've actually donated to Locks of Loves and the Pantene Pro-V people.
Nice.
I donated, like, a total of 5 times.
That's pretty good.
Takes a long time to grow your hair out.
Yeah.
It can't be dyed either, right?
Nope, can't be dyed. You can have gray hair, but...
Can it be any kind of hair? Because...
No.
It has to be head hair.
It has to be head hair.
It has to be a certain length and stuff, so... I there was a lot of criticism about the Locks of Love people, but...
How do they know?
How do they know what?
Well, you know, some people have wiry hair otherwise.
So if it's chemically treated, they can, like, when they do the process to turn it into a wig, the hair will just, like, melt.
And also...
I'm sure they have a test to see if...
And also,
if
you have them cut your hair?
If you do it to Locks of Love and you go to Great Clips, they will give you a free haircut. And they will bag it up and deliver it for you.
There you go.
Which is nice.
Right. So if someone's being cute and mischievous and they decide to cut below rather than above,
Well, your hair won't get long enough. It has to be a certain length.
I've seen James Franco and the Deuce. I think they can get probably
I think you're going just off the okay, off the rails on this.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just saying.
No.
Would they know?
Maybe you should stop saying. We're just saying.
Okay.
Let's go with this. Let's go into net neutrality.
Oh, yeah, Bill.
And our government sucks.
If your podcast
but
is...
But that's just the FCC.
In my... This.
If you suddenly can't reach us.
Yeah.
So, here's the other stuff. Did you guys read about...
Mark Hamill and Ted Cruz?
Yeah, so Ted Cruz reached out to Mark Hamill saying... which he reached
it's
out...
Time for the internet
whoa,
again to be
look at that.
By engineers and entrepreneurs.
And we got background. Okay, there we go. And we're probably back. So, he first reached out to the wrong Mark Hamill Twitter account. But he says, Luke, I know Hollywood can be confusing, but it was Vader whose supposed government power over everything said and done on the internet. That's why giant corps, Google, Facebook, and Netflix support the FCC power grab of net neutrality. Reject the dark side, free the net.
Man, he's so cool.
Well, Mark Hamill responded with, thanks for smarm spamming it to me. Ted Cruz, I know politics can be confusing, but you'd have more credibility if you spelled my name correctly. I mean, it's right there in front of you. Maybe you're just distracted by watching porn at the office again.
And then there was a picture of when his account liked a video on Pornhub.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the Federal Communications Commissioner Chairman... Ajit Pai said on Saturday or on Saturday he brought in made a Star Wars video defending the FCC to repel net neutrality's rules. He said used the Star Wars
he used
song.
All sorts of memes and
yeah,
everything. Yeah,
it was all over the place, and he used the Star Wars song and all this, to which Mark Hamill said, cute video, Ajit, aren't I precious Pai? But are you profoundly unworthy to wield a lightsaber? A
but
Jedi?
You are.
Or but it's, you are, yeah.
Yeah, profoundly unworthy to wield a lightsaber. You want me to finish reading?
Go ahead.
I seem to be doing a better job.
Yes.
A Jedi acts selflessly for the common man, not lie to enrich giant corporations. By the way, did you pay John Williams his royalty? I bet he didn't.
I bet he didn't either.
Oh, I hope he gets sued. That video awesome. Made me so angry. Like, he just... Oh, yeah. But... Just because the FCC, the Congress still has to approve it.
No, because they're a separate... That's actually something else that was brought up, is that Obama did not enforce the FCC to make those laws, while the government's kind of... Well, whether Trump or whoever it is kind of forcing them. The FCC is a separate government entity.
Right, right.
They made the law. They
well, no, they
control,
can't make a
well,
law.
Well, they don't... Okay, they could... They change... They, I guess they didn't make the law. Or... They changed the way
the
they
policy.
Control. Yeah, the policy that the FCC controls all that stuff, because the FCC has control over that.
But it was my understanding that this particular thing, while goes through the FCC, it still has to go to one of the houses or both the houses and
house
be approved to actually go into effect, it was my understanding of it.
Okay,
I don't fully understand all that stuff. It is
yeah. Just to make it clear, guys, none of us are lawyers.
No,
we don't actually know what we're talking about.
Yeah, okay. And I didn't bring my phone today, so I can't Google it and pull up my sources. But I was reading that it had to go to the House, and there was still a chance to save net neutrality if you contact your representatives have
so contact
a say.
Your senator and
yeah.
your representative. But I also...
I think you can go to the what is it, FCC yourself or Go FCC yourself or something like that.
Oh, that... I don't know if
John
that's
Oliver
still
website.
The John Oliver one, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it'll have more information about it.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's the... But even with that, there's still lawsuits, counter lawsuits against the FCC now.
Yes,
so even though they said, it's open, you still have places like Washington that are going... Washington State that's going to go... We are going to keep net neutrality. If you come into our state and you break what the net neutrality rules that they used to be, we're going to make it life hard for you. Where the state will find them, the state will kick them out, the state will, which states might have that power then, because they're adding restrictions to a law.
Well, I mean, it's kind of hard, right? Because if you just kick their servers in there, they've already got their infrastructure in there, right? And I'm sure they've got all these agreements and laws and stuff like that on the books. I know that like certain municipalities have a localized agreement with certain ISPs saying you're the only one that's allowed to have physical lines here.
And well, that's old timey laws, because it costs so much for these lines to run, so they had to
make
their money
back. That's not old timey. It still costs a lot for that infrastructure to be built.
But with more companies being able to come in, it makes it so.
But the municipality can't. I mean, you can't support like a separate wire for every ISP. Yeah, like you can't. Like,
I guess that's why. Yeah, you have the city.
Yeah, you have to have certain wires dedicated for that, and that's why under the Obama administration there was a big push to get this set as a Section 2, and again, I'm sorry, don't quote me on this. I don't have my phone in front of me to verify the information that I'm saying right now, but it was a Section 2 utility. It's classified. They were trying to get the internet to, and I believe that that's what this is repealing, actually, was saying that it's a Section 2 utility, which means that even though, like, Company A put in the lines for it, Company B should be allowed to use it, and they can't.
Kind of like electricity, like your water and sewage.
Mm-hmm. And they can't, there's certain things that they can't do. And in the past, the ISPs have been sliding by doing some of the crappy stuff they've been doing by saying that they're not a utility and things like that. So, that's the Section 2 is why back in the day, AT&T got split up. Yeah, but I wanted to say Ma Bell, but I can't think of what their freaking full name is. It's not Ma Bell.
It used to be Ma Bell.
Like, no, I think that was a colloquialism. I don't think they were actually called Ma Bell.
Guys, speaking of the FCC, it has everyone here seen Star Wars? Just making sure.
Oh, since we might talk some spoilers.
It is kind of hard to talk about the movie without spoiling it.
Oh no, I've been thinking about it. There's ways to talk about it.
But what are your general?
No. Let's get into that after in the second half. Okay.
Okay.
Well, it's in the show notes, but it will. We'll talk about that in the second half.
You guys really want to talk about FCC, municipalities, and net neutrality.
Exactly. Okay. I know. I know Mr. Luddite doesn't, worry about his internet usage.
Yeah, AT&T.
Oh.
Yeah, I remember when that happened with AT&T.
I have to click the back button.
I clicked. You're,
my mouse has like 25 buttons.
It's not even a mouse. It's a trackball pad thing, and I hate those things. And you have it set up backwards. So when I scroll, when I go upwards, it goes down. Yeah. Yeah. So AT&T was too big, and they split it up into smaller pieces because they basically had a monopoly at that point. And yeah, so that's what happened then. And it was because they were determined to be a Section 2 or under the Section 2 as a utility, which was... That those are laws streaming all the way back to like the New Deal, I believe, something like that. Mm-hmm. So,
yes.
Anyways,
so,
let's move on then, huh?
Bye.
All right. So, I've been playing Doki Doki Literature Club lately.
Yes.
Oh,
pretty
man.
Awesome.
So, I'm not going to lie. It's got all these warnings. Don't watch it. Don't play it as a kid. If you're, not for children, and you got to be so old, and blah blah blah. And the first playthrough, it had a really strong effect on me. Like it's a dating sim, but it's a horror dating sim, and it lives up to its name. I can't think of a horror game, a game in the horror genre, that has creeped me out as bad as this freaking game has.
Well, in what manner does it creep you out without getting into too much detail?
So I don't want to give too much away, but the girls do end up killing themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's a way for them not to kill themselves, actually, knowing what I know about the plot, but maybe there is. Maybe there's a route that you can take through it. But what happens is when you go through it, it modifies the game, and it's no longer lets you interact with that person. And then later on in the game, it encourages you to actually modify the system files, the files on your system.
So is this even in Steam?
Yeah, it's on Steam.
Okay. Well, I mean, yeah, like it still says in Steam to have you go through these.
So it tells you. So she says, oh, it was really easy to do what I did. The files were in this directory. But I see you're playing it on Steam. So actually, those files were in this directory.
So if you had downloaded the game directly from the...
Yeah, from their site. Mm-hmm. You would have... It wouldn't have said anything about Steam.
So when you say system files, are you talking about the files within the game itself?
Yes, yes.
They're not saying, we want to mess up your computer.
I know. It's like, no. Access.
So, but... And there's a bunch of Python files that are scripting files in there that make reference to them being changed as well. And I haven't gotten around to getting back into it because I've been a little busy lately. But it looks like the game actually intends for you to modify those Python files directly as well if you are, you know, into that sort of thing. I don't know that it's a necessity, but...
It sounds like it would be fun. That doesn't sound creepy at all. That sounds really fun.
No, it's fun, but the way it like approaches certain things is just really... And I don't want to... You told me not to give spoilers on it. It's a free game, so anybody else can do it. But there is... It's dating sim. I never played a dating sim, but this one interested me because a lot of people talked about it. And it has like 5 stars on Steam. Do you see the rating on there somewhere?
It says overwhelmingly positive.
Yeah, yeah. So it's got like 5 stars with like 22,000 reviews on it.
Yeah, 97%.
And I would, like, having watched it and giving the stuff that I have get said already.
22,000 recent. All reviews.
Oh, yeah, 44.
Yeah,
44,000. 97% positive. Wow. Yeah, and I would rate it a 5-star game. There's a lot of reading and there's not a lot of choices to do at the beginning, so you end up having to read a whole bunch to go through, which I'm not against reading in general, but usually when I'm playing a video game, I'd rather to play a video game than read a novel. I don't like reading on screen, I think is the issue. But
how long would you say it takes to play?
So I think I've put in about 4 hours in it, and I played through. It'll make more sense when you play it, but it kind of restarts, but it doesn't restart the same. And there are just instructions in the root directory of the game on how to go back to the very, very beginning of the game to restart it if you want to let a friend play or something like that. But I think I read online somewhere that it takes about 6 hours to play all the way, so I might be more than halfway through. Yeah, it's kind of short. And then there's some DLC for it that I don't know what it adds to the game, but...
Is it also free for the DLC?
No. The DLC actually costs money. It's like $10.
I don't know. I'm tempted to play it in the computer lab.
No.
Is there nudity and stuff like that?
I would not do that.
Because gore and stuff like that doesn't matter to anyone. Like, you can have people dismembered, torn apart. So you can have cannibalism, and this is acceptable.
Well, if you feel like that's the case, then go ahead and do it at the computer lab. But
actually, I did download it from the last time you were talking about it. I just haven't
played it.
Yeah, at all.
Yeah, they give a lot of warnings on
there. Yeah, no, and like I said, like when I finished the first night of playing and I went through everything, I had a hard time sleeping that night. I was thinking about it a fair amount. Like, it really creeped me out. It affected me. But it's super cutesy and everything. Like, the music is what you would expect from a Japanese dating sim. And
well, I understand wasn't it done by the same person who did, Madoka Magic Girls or whatever?
I don't know.
That anime that is also supposed to go.
I'm not sure. There's talks of translation, so I think it was originally a Japanese game that was translated.
Yeah, I think it is by the same person, Madoka Perella Magic Girls or something.
Either that or... Because there was a joke in there about the one of the characters' name is Monica, and they said something about her, oh, I expected that you'd really like squid. And then someone else is like, well, that joke doesn't really make sense in the translation. And you're like, what? And, well... Do you know how to say squid in Japanese?
I was thinking taco, but that's octopus. That's octopus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Ika.
Ika?
So Monica. Monica. Oh, okay. Whatever. So, yeah. But there's some other, like, references to Japanese culture that I had to Google when they talked about it. So, but overall, I mean, it's a really strong game. It's really well written. And you don't really have to pay attention to the text. If you just want to skip through it, you can. Like,
no way. I love the text. That's...
Some of it's kind of boring and repetitive, but some of it's nice. But I mean, the real root of the game is, like, each night you make a poem, and you after getting to know the three girls in the club, four, I guess, you get to know them, and then you choose words that you think that the girl that you decided that you want to date, like, you think that they would like. And then they'll critique your poem, and if you used a lot of words they liked, they'll say, oh yeah, that's really good. But then another one will be like, your poem's crap, you were just writing it to impress this other person.
Yeah. I really would like to play this game.
So it's kind of like some of those other games where you have to, like, you know, like, there's a phone game where you have to raise your money, raise your army, you know, raise your religious standing, but none of them can get too high, but they all affect each other. So raise your money too much, the church hates you because you're not donating enough, and the people tend to hate you.
Well, yeah, I mean, like I always just went for one of the girls. Like, I just was like, I this one interests me the most. I'd like to see her plot, and so I did that, and it has consequences. Like, who you choose or how you choose to play it has consequences later down the road. And it's not exactly easy to start over and explore a different plot line.
So. I don't know. I'm still somewhat skeptical. When I was trying to learn Japanese, the best way to do that is reading visual novels. And so I went through quite a few of them.
So you're saying books with pictures.
Basically, yeah.
So you can get the context. What's going on.
Yeah. And so because usually they had the fan translations, and then they had software so that you could just copy and paste onto certain words and stuff like that you weren't certain of. And so it is a really good tool to learn. And I went through a few of them. There are some messed up stuff, but I believe the most messed up one that I've gone through is Saya's Song. And that gets into everything.
So what is the best? So let's go to the opposite side. Because you always go to this, like, the worst. Let's come back.
Saya's Song. That's the best game.
No, the best.
That's the best game.
The worst and the best.
The most messed up, he said. Yeah. That doesn't mean bad.
Okay, least messed up. Let's go with that.
The most boring.
There are actually a few, like, Planetels or something like that. I can't remember. It is a long time since I played those. And that had virtually nothing. Most of them end up, like, you end up in some graphic sex scene or something like that. That's just how those things tend to swing.
Wow.
But, yeah, Saya's Song was really special because it's about someone who had brain damage, and so everything that he saw smelled and looked like organs. Like, it looked like grotesqueries and everything. And so he eventually becomes this Lovecraftian villain, and he can't eat food because it tastes like people to him, but he can eat people because it tastes like food to him. And so he has this alien beast that provides him people to eat, and it's this fleshy substance.
Is that alien, his name Seymour?
close.
You guys, the developer's a white guy.
Whoa.
Okay.
I was reading down that it's Dan Silvato. I was like, that doesn't sound very Japanese.
Yeah. Well, maybe it was.
Who is the animator?
Yeah, I don't know. Writing, coding, music.
It's Satchely. That could be anything.
But yeah, Saya's Song, it's the ultimate Lovecraft's horror story. Like, it is really well done. And I love how they create the protagonist, who is a super rapey cannibal. And he is just a horrible human being, and he's super awesome in that. You root for him. And
you do.
Yeah, I did. Totally.
Yeah. He's probably just being artsy. We're trying to look at the other developers of the game. It's probably all the same guy, and he just made up his
there
names.
There you go.
That's
possible. But I don't know. It's really well done. I think the writing's pretty good. But there's not a whole lot of choice. Like, there's only a couple places where you get to choose one or two things. And sometimes that choice, if you choose the wrong thing, it just makes you choose the right thing.
So, Ted, I have to ask you this.
Uh-huh.
You need to spoil this a little, because I am interested. Is there cannibalism?
So, we're going to talk about something else.
Not that I remember, but I haven't been all the way through it. So.
You just built it up so much.
Sorry.
You wanted the cannibalism.
I wanted the cannibalism.
Actually, I'm surprised you were interested at all, because there is the love story in it.
I feel that that's a natural extension of love story.
It's more like an obsession story than a love story, really. Okay. It's just a game about obsessions.
Well, okay. Well, I added something in the show notes for Ted specifically, because Christmas is coming up, and Black Mirror comes out after Christmas, and Ted doesn't want to be bored after Christmas. So there's another, like, my time after Christmas is going to be busy with Netflix.
Mm.
Bright comes out. Now, they've released a couple trailers.
Shadowrun.
That's what you think.
Shadowrun the movie.
So.
It's got Will Smith, right?
Yes.
I'm in. It looked good.
And I liked when he was beating up the little pixie. That was amusing.
Pixies, don't
by the little, like, shocker, yeah. The bug zapper. Yeah.
So, the idea... Okay, so Will Smith is, like, an
He's
LAPD.
A cop. Yeah.
Yeah. And this world exists as if the fantasy realm merged with ours.
So magic exists, and there are elves and...
Ogres. Yeah,
yeah,
all this.
So, Harry Potter.
No.
Well, no.
Shadowrun.
Well, maybe Harry Potter, if... Muggles knew.
Yeah, they're not cloaked.
They existed.
Okay, so they're pretty open.
So, yeah. In other words, which also goes with the racism is no longer with the color of your skin;
it's
is actually
species.
Your race.
So, yeah. So it's that. That is, I guess, a little unique, because there are lots of urban fantasies out there, but usually they go for the "we can't reveal our existence to the normals."
No, this movie, elves can be having a barbecue right next door, and you'd be like, "Filthy elves!"
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah,
and that's why you said, like, pixies don't have rights after he beats the pixie. You know, so.
Or you said something like all pixie lives don't matter. Or
yeah,
something like that.
Yeah. Something like, yeah. Well, he's talking to his neighbors, like, and by the way, you drug dealers, you should probably clean up because we're trying to sell our house.
Right. It's the...
But you're okay because you're not a pixie.
Jordan, it's David Ayer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So what they end up revealing, though, so all these, you know, races, you know, humans, the orc, everyone lives together on the planet, but in modern times, modern technology, everything. And they come up to a location that just, you know, they're going on a call. Things just went south. Like, what's going on? Chase out a girl. Ed find out she has a wand. Wands, they say, are basically a nuclear bomb that grants wishes.
Huh.
Wands are the most dangerous thing in the universe.
Okay.
So that they have to figure out.
Yeah, I think it's kind of terrorism too.
Nuclear bombs aren't the most dangerous things in the universe.
Well, okay, in this case, it is.
For us, they pretty much are. I mean, an asteroid would destroy us. But,
yeah.
Tons of stuff would destroy us.
But if a nuke would grant wishes, I'm sure it would be more dangerous too.
Yeah, the power to grant wishes would be the most dangerous thing, I suppose.
I just wish for more wishes.
Oh, there you go.
I just keep wishing for that to be in a loop.
But if you had no limit of your wishes, what would you wish on more wishes? If you could just wish away anyways.
I would wish for world peas. I like it when you, like, stir them.
All the
them.
Peas?
Yeah,
yes,
you
all
just
the
stir them
peas.
And they whirl around.
So that also comes out after Christmas.
Yeah, that looks interesting.
Is it after Christmas? I thought it was the 22nd.
Is it?
I can't remember. I know it's right around there. I thought it was either, like, the 29th or the 22nd. It's a Friday.
No, I'm looking forward to Bright because I'm still waiting for a Will Smith movie that's good. Like, after Independence Day, I don't know. Has he
it
been
is
in a good
movie? You're right.
You can shut your mouth right now.
Is there such thing as a good Will Smith
Almost
movie?
Almost all his movies are good.
Yeah.
What about 7 Pounds?
I've seen...
I will not
No,
watch
I haven't
Seven
seen
Pounds.
That. I haven't seen that one.
I bawl every time I watch it. It was really good.
Okay.
And I think Rosario Dawson is in it. You like Rosario Dawson? Huh? Oh, yeah. How can you not?
And Alexander,
hey,
no.
The Last Man on Earth, or his rendition of Last Man on Earth wasn't terrible.
I'm Legend.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No, because I like the book it was based on. And
the book that was based on, but it was
But it's not his fault that they
It's his fault that he agreed to be in it.
But it was.
He should have looked at the screenplay and said, not happening.
I think that was less. And also, I still enjoyed it. Let's go with that. I enjoyed it, as in its state.
Yeah, it's a guilty pleasure.
But it's
for
also
me.
Kind. Look at all the other, like, what, 5 previous movies that are based off of that book that came out? Even the Vincent
Omega
Price
Man.
One. Vincent Price, Last Man on Earth.
Okay.
It's kind of, it's a of its time, a victim of its time. It's, you know, Vincent Price is a great actor and everything. Like, I put him as up one of the tops in my, I love his movies.
Will Smith is guilty of making iRobot and that movie, so that's 2 movies where they totally.
And actually,
changed.
Independence Day, still love that movie.
Yeah, I like Independence Day.
He was good to not go for the sequel.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think it's got to be hard. So let's say that. Let's just say, devil's advocate here.
Okay.
He read not iRobot, because there's no way that this scenario would work under iRobot.
But actually, iRobot was okay for its thing.
But he read, what's the book that it's based on? It's called Last Man on Earth?
No, it's the Richard Matheson one. I'm trying
is
to
it
remember.
It's not called I Am Legend.
No.
It's...
Okay, let's just say that he... Let's. You is love
it,
the book so much, you can't even remember what
it's
called.
It's not I Am Legend.
What is it
okay,
called?
Okay, first off, you love the book so much, you can't even remember the name of it.
No,
so,
the,
wow,
the,
such
the,
a good fan.
I
anyways,
can say I love the book so
the
much.
The Last Man on Earth.
No,
that's not it,
though.
That's not the right one?
Okay, no. But let's just say that Will Smith read that, and he loved it. Uh-huh. And so then he's like, signs on for I Am Legend, and the script originally looks pretty close to pretty good, right? And so he does all his stuff. And then in post, they screw it all up and just change all the plot points.
Yeah.
Can you really blame Will Smith for that?
If that's what happened, no.
Mm-mm. Who was the author?
I got you.
It was Richard Matheson. And you're talking about the Isaac Asimov book, which I haven't read. I didn't even know.
You know what might be easier if you just looked up I Am Legend on Wikipedia.
Oh, wait. Yeah, he did write I Am Legend. Yeah. They changed the Charlton Heston as the Omega Man.
Yeah. So there you go. It was I Am Legend. Yeah. So that's, I won't say that's a great book, but I really liked it. And I just.
Actually, yeah, there is.
I Am Legend.
There is. No, there's multiple books to this. It's like the iRobot. There is multiple books to these.
It's called I Am Legend.
Sport. Yeah,
the book is called I Am Legend.
And
you couldn't remember the name of it.
Well, I feel like it should have been a different title, and I couldn't remember what it could.
Huge fan, totally upset. I get it. It's just that you don't like movies, and I need to remember.
Bigger
that.
Fan.
It's based on comics. That's why he's so mad.
But. Yeah, I feel that the movie was not very good, and the book was much better.
I'm trying to think of a Will Smith movie that I haven't liked.
Men in Black 2 is terrible.
I liked it. I own all 3 Men in Black movies.
Oh, that's right, Men in Black. The first one was a really good movie.
And the third one wasn't bad.
Actually, you were pointing out, I haven't seen the third one.
The third one's good.
The issue, though, is with sci-fi movies, and it's because of audience, and that's your good segue for Star Wars, too, is that you make a good thinking man's movie, Blade Runner 2049, and no one watches it.
Okay, I guess let's...
Because people don't have the patience for good sci-fi adaptations.
Okay, let's segue into Star Wars. At what point should we start on this? Should we go with the Disney...
let's talk about the petition first, and then we'll spoil it afterwards.
Okay, the petition. There are people that... So many people hated this movie.
Yeah.
So...
That they said it should be removed from canon.
That did rock my world, though. I was, like, checking reviews, because I was going to go into this fully, not spoiling it, and then I saw the Flixer, that, like, every hour, it was, like, 77% it said approved of it, and then it went down to, like, 60-something, and then it was down in 50s, and then I was reading, like, 1-star reviews, and then I was like, okay. And I Wikipedia, like, power-read the plot, and then I was like, eh.
This is considered the worst Star Wars movie
It's not
ever.
The worst
Don't,
ever.
It has, on Rotten Tomatoes, it has the worst fan...
Well, it's the worst, like, fan reaction, but
it's
not the worst Star Wars movie.
I bet it'll level up.
Yeah, because...
Well, there's also the idea that bots are supposedly in on this, too, now.
Who?
Like, people are making bots to vote.
Oh, yeah.
So...
Yeah, I don't know. Like, it in no universe is this movie worse than the prequel trilogy. Like, the prequel trilogy is so awful that, Like, I've tried to rewatch that, and I get past the, I can get through the Phantom Menace, but as soon as Attack of the Clones comes on and Anakin does his creepy wooing of Padme.
You can't watch Revenge of the Sith, though? That's a better movie than Last Jedi.
No, it's filled with too much awfulness. It's, so it has, I can watch maybe 20 minutes out of that
of Revenge movie. Of the Sith?
Yeah.
Really?
Because, yeah, it's pretty bad.
So I'm having a hard time. I can't remember the name of the first one of this current set.
The Force Awakens.
So a lot of people, I think you guys included, were complaining about The Force Awakens just being A New Hope.
Yeah. Just being it new was hope. A New Hope.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. It was. Yeah. I won't disagree with you. Yeah. I'm not disagreeing. I'm just laying the groundwork here. Right? So then people were worried that this one was going to be
Empire Strikes
Back. And I don't think it was.
Okay. No. Wait. Should we go into spoiler slightly, or just you're going to drop that part right there?
I was just kind of going there. Like, so people like really hating on this, but they were hating on it before it even came out because the first one, The Force Awakens, was A New Hope. So they were like,
it was nostalgia.
It's going to be the same thing. And it's not. It's so different. So I think this is really suffering from something that I talked about before, which is the Matrix effect. Like, people still are so blown away by the original that nothing can stand up to that.
No, I don't know about that.
Although there's a lot of that. I kind of agree. Well, people were mad that being the same. These same people are being mad that it's different.
No, I'm mad. Well, I'm not even really mad. Like, I'll be on the record. It's a C. Like, it is completely mediocre. It is like the most mediocre blockbuster as a
and
mediocre
we'll get into those
blockbuster
in
can be. But I was just mad because I didn't care that they did stuff differently. It's that it wasn't good. Like, the stuff they did differently wasn't interesting.
So do you think that it should be removed from the canon?
No, that's stupid.
Yeah.
And
I never get why people are so into this. Like they act like this movie or movie X ruined the movie that came before it.
Or the entire franchise.
Like,
yeah.
Well, yeah. You have to consider that the people who are acting on this petition is a totally unrealistic petition. Mm-hmm.
They're
never going to
be like, right.
So you have people of the...
every online petition.
So you have people of the intellectual caliber who think that this is not a waste of their time having their temper tantrum. You don't take them seriously.
Well,
whatever.
No, this isn't people. This is 41,911 people, and they need 50,000 signatures.
To do what?
To do what?
Yeah, I've always wondered.
To get Disney to send a letter to say, sorry.
To send a letter
to Disney. We're
still
making episode 9.
and this director is still getting his own trilogy.
Yeah.
Now, what pulls more for Disney is that this movie is making $400 million opening. I mean, if it has a huge drop, then maybe they'll reevaluate their approach a little bit.
No, they've already locked theaters in. This movie, Disney already...
Well, it doesn't matter if you don't get butts in seats, though. Yeah. Like, you can be in your contract.
But also, the theaters are going to try to fill those seats because by contract, either that or they're going to make more money from the theaters. This movie has to stay in theaters.
It's not going to be Las Vegas where you got AMC workers who are hitting tickets. Are like, hey man, want to go watch Star Wars? That's free.
But if this is your biggest. If this is your big, and also, I think they're going to sell it. But if your biggest theater is locked into the Star Wars movie for 4 weeks, and if suddenly you can't fill those seats, they're going to go out there in Las Vegas, hit it up because they need butts in those large theaters.
But then
seats.
People still have to pay, though. That's not helping them if they're just getting people to come in for free.
Maybe they'll support MoviePass finally.
Then they're just no, it'll be what it is. It'll either have that issue where it drops off quickly or it won't, or who cares.
I feel that there is some polarization, but I don't know. From my perspective, it wasn't a great movie, but it's a really entertaining movie. And so...
let's go.
But do we want to go into spoilers? Because I had something to say about the, like, if we scroll down to the bottom of this thing here, look, the last line.
Are you going to go into spoilers?
Of this.
Wait, are you going to go into spoilers?
Well, I was.
Let's do this real quick before you hit spoilers.
Uh huh.
So your rating.
What? Yeah, it's a C, like a C minus or so.
Your rating.
Yeah. B.
Yeah, give it a B.
Did I give it an A? Wow. Maybe an A minus.
I thought it was good, but I thought the plot was lacking in places and things didn't quite make sense. And they've had all this time to show off these force powers, and then all of a sudden they're like adding new stuff. new stuff.
Yeah.
So you know, I, whatever. Plus, almost all of the jokes fell flat.
Yeah.
Yeah. The humor was awful in that movie.
So, it could have.
You didn't like the Verizon commercial at the opening?
This is General Hawks. Can you hear me now?
That was. I was okay, like, I was like, we're in trouble now.
Wait, no, I will get on that, actually. I guess we shouldn't say spoilers.
That's a
okay,
lame spoiler.
First off, yeah, we'll just say spoilers from this point on. Hux, or not Hux, Poe? No, that's Poe. That was, yeah, I knew people weren't going to like that. That is Poe through and through.
I agree.
Like, episode 7, do you talk? Do I talk? I love that. That is Poe.
Oh,
I also love the joke with, you know, well, like, you know, I'm holding for General Hux. You know, he's wasting time. That is exactly what Poe would say. And somebody else, the other podcast.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter if it's out of character. It just wasn't funny, though.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
That's what he's talking about. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, was there a commercial at the beginning?
Yeah.
Like, Star Wars?
I thought you were talking about how Poe behaved and how it totally backfired on him. Because I love how they treated the whole hot shot who knows that his commanding officer is wrong angle. And it turns out his commanding officer was totally right.
Yeah, information.
Yeah. Yeah, which she shouldn't have to, and so I love how they
there was a reason he was demoted.
Yeah, exactly. And
but he's going to do it anyways. That's the thing.
Yeah.
That's why he's the hotshot that does whatever he wants.
I
know why they keep him around. They were both like, I like him.
Yeah.
You know,
he blows things up.
One of the things that I liked about this, and the last line on that petition says, let us keep our heroes.
Oh,
right. Let us keep our heroes. But the thing is that there are no heroes. And I think people should realize that. Like, as soon as you meet the person that you just, like, loved, and I'm sure anybody who's met William Shatner will be able to attest to this. but like, they're going to let you down. There's going to be problems with
it. You have built them up too big.
Yeah, yeah, you have. And so, like... And some people just relish in, like, telling you the horrible things that people that you like have. Because, I mean, when I was growing up, I was a big fan of The Doors, and I just loved Jim Morrison. And then when I looked into more about, like, the way he lived his life and the stuff, like, he was a horrible person as far as relationships and all that go. And, like, if 2017 has been anything, it's been a continuation of the losing of our heroes with all the sexual assault allegations and stuff like that, with everything like that. And so I think this really just feeds into the same thing. These people are actual people. They're flawed individuals who make mistakes. And that's one of the reasons that, like, despite the issues with the plot, that I really liked about this. Like, Luke Skywalker, he was always kind of a simpering, whiny kid, right? But you expected him to, like, get wise in the Force and stuff. And he's still kind of a simpering, whiny.
But he also wasn't properly brought up as a Jedi.
Well, sure.
Like all the others. He kind of had to just...
Yeah, the crash course Jedi.
Yeah, he had to wing it. And even though he still probably had access to Yoda and Obi-Wan and all that through ghosts.
And their magical blue bodies.
Yeah. Which, I admit, this Yoda, like, when like, you know, Obi-Wan's like, if you strike me down, I would be more powerful. What? To, like, holler in Luke's ear, use the Force? Like, this Yoda? No. He's definitely powerful. Yeah, like, he's I have power. Watch. Do.
I gotta say, guys, this is a precious gift because I'm reading the objection, and this is exactly what I was hoping for. I was wondering why people were really upset about this, and I knew now that it is because, as I suspected, people hate that their superhero Luke didn't do his badass
one
magic
man army
sort of thing. Instead, he was just a guy who is actually what hermits usually are. Like, when you see hermits in their mountains, they're not usually the wise, educated person.
Yoda was the wise, educated person is because he was 900 years old hermit.
That does explain too why, like, there's the extreme hate, because I think that's the threshold. Because, like, my objections have nothing to do with the character. It's just, like, purely as I analyze every movie. If you go into a movie with, like, completely fresh characters, because I don't give a crap about Luke Skywalker or any of these characters.
Yeah.
So it was just like, I just thought it was a mediocre movie because the plot was mediocre and it had all these plot holes. But that does explain why, like, the ones, because that's what I was curious about. I was like, why do people give this a one? And I'm like, if you had Luke Skywalker, like, you kiss his picture every night before bed for the past 30 years.
Okay, you also were talking about plot holes. So I'll admit, there's plot holes. But this is also the same thing that I talked about previously that you guys argued was these movies cannot be that complicated. You will lose people. This movie is not that complicated.
No.
You would have lost
people.
Well,
none of them are.
I get a lot of the stuff because of the comics, the books, and all this like backstory and everything.
I think it's just Bill Cosby all over again.
What? You're saying...
Come on. Bill Cosby falls from grace like we can't even like him anymore. Which, by the way, Future Man got that dead on.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
awesome. Anyways, going back to this, like he's... going to kill
with Bill Cosby.
Nosey McNoserson.
This was a behavior that he had been engaging in for a long time. It just wasn't known.
This is the exact same behavior that Star Wars has been engaging in for all of their movies.
Well, Luke Skywalker, he was actually the noble young kid, and then afterwards he became the bitter hermit.
Well, because he felt like because everyone actually even on that. With, you know, everyone put him up on this, you are the legend. And it broke him.
I'm not disagreeing. Like, I love what they did with Luke Skywalker. I think it's incredibly
awesome.
That's
the only way they could have actually gone with him.
I'm just separating this from Bill Cosby. And the one was a character arc, and the other was Bill Cosby was always a horrible person.
Just people didn't know it.
But I mean, the thing is that people did know it. People just didn't want to believe it.
Yeah.
But the people at large, though, everyone that liked him.
Yeah. But like, people knew that Luke Skywalker was a whiny little.
That's different from being the guy who's about to kill a kid.
Well, that's true. Except for that was like a moment of weakness, right? He didn't do it.
That's a huge moment of weakness.
But seeing what his father had gone through and seeing Palpatine, he's like, I am training this child to be the next Emperor Sith. I need to stop this and just strike him down now. And like, why? I should learn to train this kid. Well, unfortunately.
Luke's evil eye and Kylo Ren's telling a story made me laugh, though. It was really humorous.
Luke's
just like, looking all sinister down
at him. And Mark Hamill hasn't aged super well, so he really pulls
Mark Hamill's acting skills hasn't aged well besides voice acting either. Fine, that was the problem.
But the thing is that he can make, like, evil faces really well. Yeah. Like he could pull off Sith Lord, I think.
Well, and that's the other thing, is Luke has Sith powers. He force-choked in Return of the Jedi.
Come on. That's people say force choking is a Sith power. Every single Jedi and
can
Sith
all do all those powers.
Do levitation. That's not an evil. That's not a Sith power. He never shoots lightning from his fingers.
Well, it's because
he
left Yoda early.
Wait, Yoda actually shot lightning, didn't he?
No, he can.
He redirected it. He absorbed it and redirected it. But that's the thing. That's a Sith power, right?
Yeah, because
force choking. As much as you want to say it, that's just fine motor control on your levitation.
Yeah.
So I don't buy
okay,
that.
Okay, how about this? I did absolutely love when Kylo Ren, he just threw Hux. Like, that's what I expected Vader to do because of how powerful Anakin was on some things. But where Vader was weak, maybe that's why he only did his force choke. But I loved when Hux is like, we should do this. And he just like throws him against the wall.
Well, so here's the thing. Here's the difference between Vader and Erie McEerson.
Emo.
Nosey McNoserson.
Emo fanboy.
You don't like that you get to stare him in his beautiful eyes all the time now since he smashed his helmet?
Well, come on. That's his second helmet. He lost the first one already.
I shouldn't make fun of his abnormally large features. He can't help it. That's rude of me. But
put on a towel or something. Come on.
But so anyways, the difference between Kylo Ren and Darth Vader is that Darth Vader was reserved. He had all these powers and he could, and he demonstrated using them, but he didn't show them off and he kept them in wait, like he was very reserved. And I think that's the mature use of power. Like, having a lot of power means that you don't have to use the power.
You know what Kylo Ren has over Darth Vader now? He doesn't make puns in inappropriate situations. Don't choke
that
on
was
ambition.
One pun. No,
that was
not original trilogy Darth Vader.
but Vader also was becoming weak. That's why in like Rogue One, he could throw people around, and in Episode Four, that's why he was, you know, regenerating stuff.
Bill, you mean like 5 minutes later when Episode Four started?
He's like, tell everybody to.
He's like, that hallway scene wiped me out, guys.
Exactly, and of course, I know you were not. Literally saw you 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Was it the tracking through hyperspace? That was brought up in Rogue One.
I didn't notice with that technology. But I wouldn't pay attention to something like that.
Actually, I was hoping they were going to pull them out of hyperspace. Because you can't, you have to avoid planets and everything, so everyone knows where the hyperspace planets are. And the Empire, old Empire, not the new Galactic Empire, has set in places and pulled ships out. And I felt like that would have almost been cooler than them trying to...
Yeah, why didn't they just jump ahead a little bit and then be like, haha, we're in front of you and behind you. Ha-ha! It's three-dimensional space, I get that, but they have a lot of ships.
Yeah.
But, and also, like, they the whole freaking time, one of those ships could have just turned around and gone light speed and destroyed it. Instead, they wait till they're out of fuel. Like, are you freaking kidding me? You could have done that. They're, like, a smaller ship would have done something very similar.
No, it's the same thing. They had to conserve their fuel, just like in episode 4, when that pod launched and there was no life forms. They were conserving laser shots. Though they didn't blow up R2-D2 and C-3PO and totally destroy the entire series.
Yeah.
Once again, to be driven by engineers.
Whoa, what just started making noise?
It's that one, Mark Hamill.
Yeah. It's time for us to act.
Hey, look at that.
Get that FCC guy out of here, Bill.
He's we scared out of him. Place.
I hate that guy.
Well, actually, this is upon the hour, too.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what he was. Actually, I don't even know if that went through to the recording. So, the listener's like,
they might just hear us freak out for no reason.
I know.
All right. So.
Yeah. No, I.
Actually, I thought Alex jumped on for a second. I was like, wait, I thought I closed that.
This night has become made me a very happy person because now when I'm going to sleep, it will be to images of a fan. Boys raging out and saying, Luke would never do that.
I know.
Seeing their hands just kind of clench into a fist and go...
Wait, why wouldn't... Luke would never do what?
Whatever they're objecting to.
Oh.
Their hero being destroyed and
their
everything.
Hero being a human being.
Exactly.
Well, I guess technically he's not a human because it was in a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
He's been dead for a million years.
Whatever.
I can just see the sweet tears of rage.
But, like, them actually building out a more believable... character.
I just want him to tie it to Scientology and say all those blue-spirited like Jedis are really like Thetans. The Thetans or whatever. That'd be pretty awesome.
Or the souls are like they're just gonna load all the blue people in the 747s and dump them in the volcanoes on Earth. We better be careful. They'll sue us.
I know.
Actually, they'll sue Bill.
Exactly.
It's true.
Thanks.
Hey, no problem. Not my liability.
We'll figure it out.
You're insured against Scientologists, right?
I should be before this is
published. I know,
published.
You need it.
I don't know, there's so much stuff that we didn't get to that I really want to. We'll just get to it next week.
Okay.
Actually, I'm going to go with this, though. Do not go out and buy the Amazon key.
I don't even know what that is.
We'll explain it next week. If you guys look it up online and happen to find out the Amazon key, just don't buy it. Just straight up don't. We'll explain next week why it's really, really bad.
Yeah.
And with that, we'll do famous last words.
Bill, the only thing I'll say about Star Wars for my famous last words is everyone was hoping for a gray Jedi, and then I get to be the gray Jedi of this movie as I say, lovers and haters, it was. The Force was mediocre with this one. It's okay.
I get to say, anyone who is listening who loves Luke Skywalker and has seen him destroyed and is really upset about it, that makes me happy.
Buy Bitcoin.
Also a bad idea. But don't walk in if you haven't seen it. Or even that, you should have gone in thinking that this movie was the exact what you knew. And just enjoy the ride.
Going with low expectations.
just go in and enjoy the movie.